Begin the current daven, b'sachem daf ches, begin the omen alva, begin the place the master, begin towards the Gemara, mita hachalekes, potech habayis, mavsekes, regarding the bed that separates in the house and that also blocks. Which basically explains, right, actually, what's the area over here that we're discussing, not like Rashi, because the Gemara brings Rabbi Shimon Leal's opinion, the Braisa, that the bed that's in the middle of the room, at separating the halves of the room, and that is a contradiction. One Braisa says you need a bedika, other one says you don't need a bedika. The Gemara says, oh, the one that says you need a bedika is talking about where the bed is very high, and the one that says you don't need is where the bed is low. Now, Perish Rashi explains, where is the bedika that we're discussing over here? Delin tachta mairi, beneath the bed. When it's very high, you might have chametz there, you got to check. When it's very low, you don't suspect, you don't have to. But it says Taisa Bakash, but it's difficult, because the Lepirusha, according to Rashi's interpretation, well, have a little bit machalek, is then, why is it mentioned the fact that the bed is separating the room? But it's not relevant to the area beneath the bed. And Rashi actually says somewhat like it's unnecessary. But Elamav Sek is too low, so it should just say that it blocks the area beneath it. Why saying that's separating the room? So Eliyashim rather says Taisis, what you could say is that no. Chalekes b'techabayis u'mafsekes. There's actually two things that it does. It separates the room and it blocks. Hainu. Shemenechis v'emtzabayis. It's the middle of the house. V'chalekes, hainu. What does it mean that it separates? Shemagas m'kais l'kaisla. It goes from wall to wall the bed. And therefore, v'ini yochalav v'mitzadach. You can't get to the other side of the room. El agab amita. Either going over the bed. A yeshuch v'yabetachto. Or going beneath the bed. Ah, that's what the Braisa is saying. The inside bedika, weird, not beneath the bed. Redel tzara panimi, to inner part of the room, because since you can't easily get there, you don't have to be concerned that there was chametz over there because it was blocked off. In the chemash b'yisham b'tesepta, the comment where the Yishami says, "Pshimigli loim mita shichitzetz is a bed that separates hachalekes b'tech b'ayis that separates in the room. Ve'itzim avon munech b'tachta, and you have stone and wood beneath it. Boydik tzara chitz, you only have to check the outer part of the room. Ve'in a boydik tzara panimi, you don't have to check the inner part of the room." Now, but says it sounds like the Braisa is talking about itzma vadim, so that the Braisa says that there's wooden stones, garas in tzarch bedika. That's the girsa is that in tzarch bedika and not in tzrich bedika. Okay, that sounds like that we're qualifying the place of the room and not beneath the bed. So therefore, it's in tzarch, not in tzricha, because tzricha would be going on the area beneath the bed. Now, but then Taisa Bavad says v'hodul mishani. So then, why doesn't the Gemara enter regarding the contradiction regarding two Braises if the bed is if one requires a bedika or not, that why couldn't the Gemara just say hachashesh etzim avanim, that one of them has wood and stone beneath it, and if you can't go underneath it, and that's why you're not concerned that there's chametz over there? The reason is mishum delei mashmalei, because it doesn't sound like to the Gemara shebishvil kach in tzarech bedika, that would be the reason why you wouldn't, because there's wood beneath it, that's why you wouldn't need a bedika in the inner part of the room. El mishum dein derech l'shuach v'lav etachas hamita. Only it's because it's not normal to bend down and go beneath the bed, and therefore Mishani, so the Gemara actually answers that the Braisa that says that you need a bedika is the medallion is very high up. Oh, hasam tzarech bedika. There you need a bedika. Because I have very high legs. You could go down without bending. Or actually, Inami Tis has an opposite approach. What you could say is with medallia in the tzarech, the bed that's very high, you don't have to do bedika in the inner part of the room, because it's very hard to go over the bed, because it's very high to go over, and maybe that's the one that you wouldn't need a bedika. Now, b'vieshvarim digarsi, now those that Gemara's have a text, that ain't tzarech become maisa. The first braisa is the one that says that you don't need a bedika, but braisa tzarech. And the second braisa, that's the one that said that there's ain't mavanim that you do need. Well, the figures is based on this gears, that actually the second braisa, when spoke about having wood and stones beneath it, that's actually telling you the revusa as a chiddush, that even though there's wood and stone that's blocking it, still you need a bedika. Barach Garas and Rabbeinu Chananel's Garas is actually betavayu ein tzach. Both brises actually say you don't need a bedika. So what was the Gemara's question? Parach, the Gemara was asking, Mahad become meisa lebi in etzis darim. For the fact that the first brise doesn't mention anything about having wood beneath the bed, uvas reis bein, and the second brise mentions about having wood beneath the bed. Sounds like only because of that you don't need a bedika, but without that you would require a bedika. Ah, that was the Gemara's question. That seems to contradict the first brise. So Teisberg Rashi's opinion that the bedika that we're discussing right here is beneath the bed. Teis says, no, it's regarding the inner part of the room that is blocking it off. Some have the girsa that the first braisa says in the tzarech, and that the second braisa says tzarech, which is the opposite of our girsa. Ben Chananel actually has the girsa by both main tzarech, but the question was regarding the diuk of the itzav avon. Kitzinik says, Master begins with the Gemara, Hach over here is Keshakelev Yochel Chabasakra, where the dog could dig after the chametz. Shteis explains that it's specifically when you know for sure that there's chametz that then you have to go through and dig up that rubble. So Gemara was saying, you don't have to stick your hands into the holes. What's that talking about? A wall that collapsed, where although chametz was used, but now there's a concern about the scorpions. We have halacha that says, well, if chametz is covered, it's like it's already done already. You don't need the reason of the sakana. And that says the Gemara, no, that's only when the dog can't get after it. Here's someone where the dog could dig it, which is up to an area of 3 tvach. Yeah, it says Tais Lakachi in the Patel, Mesakana. Okay, that's why we know that the exemption is only because of that of danger and wouldn't be like Kimavur. Now, but then says Bada Bhadmash Magabi Mapilis Madista, it sounds like regarding when a wall collapses. There Makel Yochalchapa is that the dog could dig after it. Ain't a Kimavur, it sounds like okay, it's not if it's not an area of 3 tvach, it's not like as if it's already rid of. And Batar Lavar and you have to get rid of it, I well, what I mean, what's with Argama? The limit to Mesakon Zakav, why aren't you exempt because of the danger of the scorpions? And maybe the Rebbe says, no, Shani Hosan, there it's different, the Vadek of Chametz. There we know that there's Chametz. It's Yechul Chachamelish, Lahaske Poil, Mamar Vachatinas, the Chacham required you to hire workers to dig with tools and whatever that you don't get danger, you don't get endangered from sticking your hands in. But here, where we don't even know that for sure that there's Chametz, like Yechul, they did not require you to go through the effort to go out and check for the Chametz, again, with one's hands, which, because then it would be danger to the person because of the scorpions.